Well, he's blonde.
Young got a lethal left foot.
Nice strong grab that from Young.
96 FM's own Fremantle Docker, Hayden Young. The Perth Window and Door Replacement Company.
Give your home a new lease on life with Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. The number one name in the game. To book your free quote, search Perth Window and Door.
Well, he's yet to return from the gather round. It's another week in Adelaide with a game against Port on Saturday for Hayden Young and the Dockers. Mate, been a bit of noise about last round's game against Carlton over here. Have you been able to escape that noise over there?
Sort of. As you said, it has been a little bit noisy. But, yeah, we had our review on Monday and we spoke about what happened on the weekend. We went through the last 4 minutes of the game and spoke about what we didn't quite get right and what we could have done better next time. And we took our learnings from that. And, obviously at the end there was a decision that we thought didn't go our way, and then there was another free kick that was paid. And it's not an ideal way to finish the game.
No.
Particularly the way that we played, we felt like we played a really good brand of footy and a brand of footy that took it up to a really good team for four quarters. And, it was good enough to really get a result. But, we just got to take a lot of confidence from that. And we've spoken about the ending and moved on from it. And now we're just looking forward to bringing our best footy against Port Adelaide.
Yeah, because it could have been so different. I mean, it was a 10-point loss to Carlton, 73-63. But you guys led most of the game. It really did just come down to that that last little bit of time and that very, very controversial decision.
Yeah, it did. And, we spoke about that in our review about what we did right throughout the whole game. And our team D and our contest work was really good. Stoppage work was a positive. And, we were really happy with the brand of footy that we're playing at the moment. And, although we didn't get the 4 points, we've taken a lot of confidence and belief from that performance.
Yeah. Look, you were out there. Everyone saw it on TV. We were privy to all the replays and all that sort of stuff. Just quickly, yourself in amongst the thick of it, what were your thoughts when this was all sort of unfolding and you could see what was happening at the end of the game? Where was your mind at?
It was a little bit scattered. I was like pretty close to it and heard the touch, and he was yelling out touch, but obviously the umpire didn't see it or hear it, so that's just the way it goes sometimes. And we were all very passionate about the fact that we thought it was touch, but the umpires aren't going to change their decision. It's something that you've got to accept and move on from.
They never have they?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I was thinking. And then, obviously I was unaware of what was going on down the field, and there was another free kick paid. And from that stage, there wasn't a lot of time left, so we just had to try get to work in the midfield and see what we could do. But it was unfortunate, but that's what happens in football sometimes.
That's right. Just quickly, how is Jordan Clark doing, mate? He's received a bit of flack.
He's doing really well. He's obviously was pretty disappointed and flat after the game, and we threw our arms around him. There was multiple moments in that last 4 minutes that really contributed to the loss. It wasn't just his action, so he knows that, and we've wrapped our arms around him, and he's got a lot of support. He was disappointed, as we all were, because we felt like we should have won that game.
Yeah, obviously, most of that flack from an ex-umpire who obviously has his opinions of Jordan, but we'll move on. I just want to press on this. Just one more point. There's been a lot of talk this week about there being maybe a captain's call. What is your... has the team talked about whether this is something that you'd push for?
No, we haven't chatted about it as a team. I have seen some noise circulating. I'm not really sure. It would be pretty hard to adjudicate out there. I'm not really sure. I don't really have any strong views on it. I'll let the experts talk about it and discuss it.
You're just worried about playing the game next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeremy Sharp, he played a good game, slotted into the team quite nicely.
He did, yeah. We're really excited about the run and carry that he could bring to our side, and I think we saw it on the weekend. He was able to break the game open with his leg speed, and he was really damaging with his ball use as well. So, it's something that we all knew was coming, and we're really excited by what he can keep doing for us for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, on the flip side, Michael Frederick did a hammy. How's it looking? What's the prognosis at this stage? Have you heard?
Yeah, it looks like not too major. I don't know if he'll play this week, but he might miss a couple. But hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. He claims he's a quick healer, so he reckons he'll be back out there soon.
That's what he'll be telling the coach, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you're still in Adelaide. What were your thoughts on Gather Round? Apart from obviously what happened, how did the team feel about the whole event? Because there's been, you know, mostly it's been positive, but there have been a couple of detractors of the whole event.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan for it. I think it's great. The city of Adelaide comes to life, and the atmosphere in the town's amazing. We had a captain's run down in Glenelg. We had heaps of Freo fans here. We signed heaps of signatures, and everyone was super excited. We had people coming from over west coming to watch. My family came from Victoria to watch. And after the game, we had a big family function where we caught up with all the families and friends and players and staff. And although we lost, it was really good to spend time with family and wrap our arms around each other. So I've really enjoyed the week. I love the concept. I think it's great. I enjoyed it.
Good. Well, it looks like it's here to stay, so get used to it. So you've been staying in Adelaide, obviously. What are you guys up to this week? What's your regime looking like? Is there a little bit of rest and recreation in there as well?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's just a normal working week for us. We're trying to keep it as simple as possible and stick to our routine. And we've got main training today, and then we'll have weights and meetings tomorrow and captain's run on Friday. So yep. Nothing changes from a process point. But yeah, yesterday I was able to get out and play some golf at Royal Adelaide, which was really nice. Yep. So had a bit of downtime and played with a few of the other players and my old man and a few of the staff. So it was good.
But there'll be no bus rides to the Barossa.
I don't think so. Not this week.
Now, you play Port Adelaide. That's why you're still over there at Adelaide Oval on Saturday, mate. They've got a pretty good and a young midfield. Any plans you want to let us in on how you plan to shut them down?
Yeah, it's going to be a good battle. We have a lot of respect for their midfield. We're a relatively young midfield as well, so it's always good coming up against another young midfield. So they get a lot of movement around stoppage and they're pretty dynamic. So we're going to have to be on our game in terms of our stoppage work. And they've got some pretty damaging players and they go down forward as well. So
yeah.
We're going to have to be aware of that. But we had a great stoppage game against Carlton who pride themselves on being a dominant stoppage team. And we dominate them in that area. So we can take a lot of confidence from that. And we'll back ourselves to play our brand of footy.
Good. So you should. Like I said, despite what happened at the end there, you guys put in one heck of a showing against Carlton, who are a pretty top team this year. Good luck against Port on Saturday. Let's see if we can go 4-1, huh?
Sounds good to me. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Clazy and Lisa rewound with Russell. Better music and more of it.